Hi, this is Tim Underwood, a committed friend and follower of Jesus Christ. I've wrestled with what that might mean in practical, day-to-day ways. Here are some of my thoughts. They've helped me clarify a few things. I hope they're useful for you as well, or at least get you thinking. I don't care about getting rewards, said my friend. I'm just grateful to be going to heaven. This wasn't uttered in a showy, spiritual way or as a condemnation to anyone else. It was put forth in a humble, grateful manner. I remember being impressed and intrigued by his perspective. It is an odd thing, is it not, that God creates us, gives us our resources, enables us to use them, and then rewards us for doing so? It's almost like rewarding a hammer for driving a nail. Furthermore, it's common parlance in Scripture to say that all the glory belongs to God. Romans 11:36 says, "To him be the glory forever. Amen." Should we seek the glory of rewards, or does that just turn us into spiritual mercenaries? I'll serve you, God, if you make it worth my while. God certainly doesn't owe us any rewards. He could, in fact, demand obedience with no payback. He's our God and Creator. And salvation by itself is pure grace. If we serve him faithfully without any further reward, we'd still be getting the deal of an eternity. Amen? Just being connected with his beautiful, perfect being and involved with his glorious plans is reward enough in itself. Yet the Bible is full of the reward motif. Israel was given tons of positive promises in Deuteronomy, for example. Jesus himself tells us to store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And in 2 Timothy 4:8, Paul anticipates receiving God's crown of righteousness along with all those who have longed for his appearing. On and on it goes. So many if, then, positive promises given. This leads to our first question. Why does God reward us? Number one, God rewards us because he likes doing it. Don't you enjoy rewarding your own children? It's fun and satisfying, and God loves to do it too. It makes us feel good, and that makes him feel good. He's that kind of guy, the opposite of a heavenly Scrooge. Number two, God rewards us because we're made to respond positively to rewards. This is just how we are. Pleasure, joy, happiness, approval, etc. draw us. The opposite, pain, misery, etc. repel us. We're motivated by reward. God himself created us this way, perhaps because he too gains joy when he rewards us. This, of course, raises the question, isn't God enough? Why do we need rewards to motivate us? God certainly is enough reward in and of himself, but this is how he's chosen to do things. It's his game and he made the rules. Number three, God rewards us in order to differentiate between us. Read 1 Corinthians 3:14 and 15. Read 1 Corinthians 3:14 and 15. Every believer makes it into heaven, but some will receive rich reward, quote, he will receive his reward, while others, though in heaven, will arrive only as, quote, one escaping through the flames. The first group chose to live godly lives of gold, silver, and precious jewels, while the second group wallowed in the spiritual mediocrity of wood, hay, and straw. Some believers make the most of their short earthly stay, while others waste it. Rewards are one way to draw the distinction and to say that God cares about the quality of our spiritual lives and that we ourselves have spiritual freedom to choose. Number four, God rewards us to bring more glory to himself. The more glory we receive, the more glory he receives. He rewards those who have honored and obeyed him. Our rewards are, in the end, a tribute to him. Without him, we couldn't have earned them. In fact, when all is said and done, somehow, I can't explain the free will part, all the glory is ultimately his. Number five, God rewards us to reinforce the contrast with disobedience. If our obedience went unnoticed, then our disobedience would also go unnoticed. It would become irrelevant, removing much of our incentive to obey. If God doesn't pay much attention to how we live, why should we pay that attention? On the other hand, the desire to please him is a mighty motivator. This leads to a second question. How does God reward us? This is a difficult question since in some ways the Bible is sketchy about what it means by reward, but let's take a shot at it. Number one, God rewards us by connecting us more closely to him through obedience. Isn't the greatest reward in life an intimate relationship with God? If that's all that heaven was, wouldn't it still be glorious? Wouldn't it still be enough? Next to knowing God, I mean really knowing God as Father, nothing else on earth even comes close. He is beautiful beyond description. He is life itself, The more we obey Him, the closer we're able to draw to Him. Number two, God rewards us by transforming our character, making us more like Christ. We too were made to be beautiful beings, strong and gorgeous in every way, shining with the light of His glory. Here on earth, as we actively seek to know and obey God, we begin to become, quote, conformed to the likeness of His Son, Romans 8:29. We experience only a start, just a hint of what we shall someday be, but even that is wonderful. Have you ever met a truly godly believer? God's sweetness and glory shine from them. My mother was like that. Number three, God rewards us by making our lives spiritually fruitful. When it's all over, do you want your life to have mattered, not just in this world, but for eternity? When we seek God first, we can be assured that we will bear much fruit, John 15:8. Whether we see it or not, through the Spirit, ripples of God's power and goodness spread wherever we go. We send light waves throughout our world. People get saved, believers become encouraged, sin and Satan get whooped on. Unbelievers are nudged further along their spiritual journey toward a Savior. Unbelievers are nudged further along their spiritual journey toward the Savior. Number four, God rewards us by making our lives more meaningful and joyful. Even though we're not always up in this sin-infested world, there's something deep inside of us, a sort of a spiritual gyroscope that senses we're going in the right direction, that it will all be worth it. And as we grow, the things of this world, like money or success, enjoyable as they may be, diminish in importance to us, while knowing and pleasing God becomes more dear. Number five, God rewards us by protecting us from the ravages of sin. A vicious enemy called sin stalks our planet, led by its evil manipulator, Satan. Although it often appears innocent or trivial, it's destructive in every way. What a reward it is, through obedience to Christ, to learn how to avoid sin's traps and much of the damage that they do. We still live in a sinful world and still suffer from this, but much of sin's unnecessary damage can be sidestepped when we follow Christ. Number six, God rewards us in heaven. This is probably the one you are waiting for. The Bible mentions heavenly rewards too on more than one occasion. Exactly what they are, it doesn't say much about. Crowns are mentioned. All I know is this, they will be fantastic beyond imagining. Just the joy of God's approval will be reward enough, but they seem to go beyond that. Live for His reward. You'll be super glad you did.
May God bless you in your journey toward Him.